can be just two or three.
Thank you. for the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For the joy of ear and eye, for the heart and mind's delight, for the mystic harmony linking sense to sound and sight, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. For each perfect gift of thine to our race so freely given, graces human and divine, flowers of earth and buds of heaven, Christ our God, to thee we raise this our sacrifice of praise. And this is John Thrasher. You're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. What beautiful words. And what a beautiful song to open out the program with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Singers. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, and I feel Jesus in this place. And Lord, here I am. Here I am. Take me, fill me with your mercy and spirit and grace, and use me for your glory. May this be the prayer of every one of us and our heart's desire. Let our hearts praise him, not just our lips. You know, the scripture speaks against all of that. And it's hypocritical just for us to praise God with our lips only and our hearts to be far from him. Any time we go to church and sing the great hymns of our faith, or even in times just like this in devotions, if you sing along with some of the songs that you know, don't let it be with your lips only. Let your heart be in it. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. And may the Lord do just that today. As with joyful hearts and souls, we give praise unto the Lord our God, our Savior. Here are some good scriptures in the book of Romans. In the first chapter, the Apostle Paul said, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The apostle said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Well, the cross of Jesus is certainly ridiculed, and many people are ashamed of it, and they want nothing to do with the gospel. But I tell you, the only thing that will change hearts and lives and change our society and fill the empty void in our hearts is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross of Calvary. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I know what it can do, the power that it can work. May we receive it and accept it today, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We're an anchor for those who are hurting. We're a harbor for those who are lost. And sometimes it's not always easy. We've been ridiculed by those who don't know Him, and mocked by those who don't believe. But still, I love standing up for my Jesus, 'cause of all that He's done for me. And that's why gospel of Jesus Christ. No, I am not afraid to be counted, but I'm willing to give my love. See, I'm ready to be. The gospel, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For every moment His hand has held mercy, for all the love He's shown all my life. You see, thanks, it just doesn't say how I'm feeling. I get tears in my eyes. So as for me, I'm gonna keep on believing in the One who's been so faithful to me. I'm not out to please this whole world around me. I've got my mind on eternity, and that's why I am not ashamed of the gospel, the gospel of Jesus. Jesus Christ, no, I
Ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know, I indeed count it a privilege to have this opportunity morning after morning to be able to share morning devotions with all of you in the Tri-City area, to remind you of things I'm sure you've heard 1,000 times before, but we forget them. And that is, there is a Savior who cares and understands, who feels our hurts, who was tempted in all points such as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I firmly believe, and this is why I have this broadcast, and I've had it for nearly 30 years here in this area, and I firmly believe that the water is never too deep. But what if you will cry out to God for His mercy? He'll hear you. And He'll help you. Even if you brought it all on yourself and it was your own fault, if you will come with a penitent heart and a broken heart before God, He will hear you. And He'll help you in your time of need. I think I just want to pray for you right now. I'll pray for you and you pray for me, all right? Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. And thank you for the assurance that when we walk through deep water, it will cry out to you and come to you with a penitent and contrite heart and soul. You are going to be right here, helping us, forgiving us our sins, helping us to pick up the broken pieces and go on with our lives, making us brand new, cleansing our hearts, filling us with your Holy Spirit, because we read in your word where it is the Father's good pleasure to give us these things. You don't withhold it. You're not stingy or selfish like a lot of people are, but you are more than willing to give to us than we are willing to receive. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for bread, asking for good things from heaven, asking of the fullness of your Spirit, asking for the touch of heaven in our souls today. Bless my friends wherever they are. Touch them, Lord. Make them whole. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Can you say amen? Well, this is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening to Morning Devotions. My time is gone.
You. Thank you.